Well, good morning, Spa Church. It's Monday morning. Hopefully you had a good weekend, and we want to get right back into it. We're in the book of James, and we're at James chapter 1, verse 19. It says this, "My brothers, my sisters, take note of this. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. For man's anger does not bring about the righteous life that God desires. Therefore, get rid of all moral filth and the evil that is so prevalent, and humbly accept the word planted in you, which can save you." Okay, I'm going to be really honest with you here this morning, folks. This verse speaks directly to me. See, because I don't find it always easy to be quick to be silent. You know those little awkward silence moments when you something's got to be said? Yeah, like that one. And you just want to jump in. For myself, I find it very difficult at times. But James says that we should be quick to listen. It's interesting. Jesus used a term multiple times in his parables, and it's this term, "He who has ears to hear, let him hear." Now I'm thinking, what else are you going to use your ears for? Decoration? Well, some may. But he says we are supposed to use them for the right purposes. And the truth is, we don't always use them properly, do we? I'm not talking about those that can't hear, but those that won't hear and won't listen. It's important that we are sensitive and we use these ears for the right things. Now, I can tell you, my ears are very sensitive at night. You can ask my wife. And if someone wakes me up at night, I bolt up like a jack-in-a-box. Now, that has proven to be a problem, especially when my daughter was very young and she came into my room. She had a nightmare and I bolted up and scared the eebie-jeebies out of her, and she had worse nightmares after that. It would be neat if we had that same sensitivity when it comes to listening to the things of God. Everybody should be quick to listen, slow to speak. I've said it many, many times. God's given us one mouth and two ears for a reason, so that we listen twice as much as we speak. If only we can learn this principle to listen. Listen not to judge, but listen to understand. And don't formulate an answer in our head before we listen to that person and listen to them through. Everybody should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. It is so embarrassing when you see somebody lose their cool or lose their temper. Come on, you've seen it. Maybe you've done it. I know I have. And it's embarrassing when you're in an environment where somebody actually does that. And you know, we need to learn to stop and to listen to a person through and maybe just kind of keep our emotions in check. There's an interesting little story in the Old Testament where King David, you remember, he sinned with Bathsheba, and the prophet Nathan came to him and said, King Dave, listen, I want to tell you a story about a man who was very poor and had a lamb, and he cared for that lamb and they loved that lamb, and a rich neighbor had some visitors, and he came and he took the poor man's lamb and he slaughtered it and he gave it to his visitors. And King David was absolutely incensed. He was angry and he was like, "Give me my sword. I'm going to that neighbor and I'm going to take him out right now." And Nathan said, hold on a second. Hold on a second, King David. He says, "You're that man. You're the one that took what didn't belong to you." We need to be slow to become angry, to listen to things through. How do we do that? Well, James tells us in verse 21, "Get rid of all moral filth and the evil that is so prevalent, and humbly accept the word planted in you." God help us get rid of the junk that drives us to a place of becoming angry and getting our focus off of you, and help us to have the word planted deep in our hearts. So Father, I pray today that you would help us as your people this day, this week, to be quick to listen, slow to speak, slow to become angry, to follow you, to serve you, to be faithful to you, regardless of the circumstances. We commit ourselves to you now, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. God bless you. We'll see you here again tomorrow at the same time, and we'll keep going in the book of James.